Welcome to The Beacon, a part of the No Fluff Collection. What is the cost of free media? We're told we live in a golden age of independent content, but if it's funded by advertisers, there is nothing independent about it. The influence is baked in the moment money changes hands. I have my own favorite YouTube creators. One in particular recently began interrupting his own material with that, "It reminds me of blah blah blah" line, and then sliding straight into an ad read. The second he does it, the episode priority flips. The ad becomes the real message, and the topic that actually brought you there becomes background noise. You can feel the shift the moment it happens. Whatever point the creator was building gets abandoned, so the sponsor gets their slot. That's the trade. That's the leash. These problems didn't begin with the internet. For decades, newspapers and magazines skewed articles to please advertisers. Television, especially news programs, were doing the same. Some were obvious, some were not, but they were all obligated to create brand-safe content or lose their jobs. Once you start noticing it, it's everywhere. Creators who used to speak freely begin to tiptoe. Certain stories vanish from their lineup. Certain products are never criticized. Topics get watered down and padded so that the ad break fits neatly in the middle. It becomes routine, predictable, expected. And the strangest part? Most of the audience never questions it. They treat it as normal because the entire platform has trained them to expect this behavior. It's a leash, invisible to some, obvious to others. But make no mistake, once it's wrapped around a creator, it guides everything. What they cover, how they cover it, what they avoid, and what they pretend not to see. The most powerful form of censorship isn't someone telling you no. It's the idea that never gets pitched because the creator already knows it won't be safe. Not for sponsors, not for the platform, not for the algorithm. The leash does the work long before anyone has to enforce it. This leash has three strands. The first is the direct sponsor. This is the obvious one, the tech channel that mysteriously never gives a harsh review to companies buying ad slots, the news podcaster who never touches a topic that overlaps with the sponsor's industry. When that check arrives every month, the creator knows exactly where that line is. They won't cross it, even if the audience would benefit from hearing the truth. The second strand is the algorithm, which is just advertising pressure built into the system. Platforms like YouTube aren't content libraries, they're ad pipelines. Every feature, every recommendation, every metric is tuned to keep you watching so the system can show you more ads. And creators adjust to survive. They copy the thumbnails that work, they chase the safe topics, they avoid anything the algorithm might classify as controversial. Even if it matters, the platform doesn't have to tell them what to do. The numbers handle that. The third strand is the affiliate link. These are links in articles or YouTube descriptions that pay whenever you click on them. This one is subtle because it masquerades as harmless, but once someone's income is tied to you clicking on that link, their entire review changes. It becomes softer, more forgiving, and more strategically positive. A best of list stops being about quality and becomes a ranked list of payouts. At that point, the creator isn't reviewing anything. They're curating a catalog. Then there's the value for value. This model states that if you get value from the production, you give value back, usually money. When done honestly, it works. It's direct. It's transparent. The No Agenda podcast model created by Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak is the pure version of it. No ads, no sponsors, no soft influence. The audience supports the show, period. But many creators have twisted the idea. They use the branding and the language, but still stack sponsor reads in the middle. They want the credibility without the sacrifice. If the sponsor is there, the leash is on, no matter what label they slap on the box. So the next time you listen to someone calling themselves independent, ask yourself the only question that matters. Who are they working for? Who shapes what they say, and what do they leave out? If you're listening to this on YouTube, go to the site for an ad-free version of everything I do. Thank you for listening to The Beacon, presented by the No Fluff Collection.